Gal had waited for the first of those jumps with a little dread curled gently in his stomach, and ended in nothing more than a trifling jar, a little internal kick which ceased an instant before he could be sure he had felt it. That was all. And after that, there was only the ship, large and glistening, the cool production of 12,000 years of imperial progress, and himself, with his doctorate in mathematics freshly obtained and an invitation from the great Harry Seldon to come to Trantor and join the vast and somewhat mysterious Seldon Project. What Gal was waiting for after the disappointment of the jump was that first sight of Trantor. He haunted the view room. The steel shutter lids were rolled back at announced times, and he was always there, watching the hard brilliance of the stars, enjoying the incredible hazy swarm of a star cluster, like a giant conglomeration of fireflies caught in mid-motion and stilled forever. At one time, there was the cold, blue-white smoke of a gaseous nebula within 5 light-years of the ship, spreading over the window like distant milk, filling the room with an icy tinge, and disappearing out of sight 2 hours later, after another jump. The first sight of Trantor's sun was that of a hard, white speck, all but lost in a myriad such, and recognizable only because it was pointed out by the ship's guide. The stars were thick here at the galactic center. But with each jump it shone more brightly, drowning out the rest, paling them and thinning them out. An officer came through and said, "View room will be closed for the remainder of the trip. Prepare for landing." Gal had followed after, clutching at the sleeve of the white uniform with the spaceship and sun of the Empire on it. He said, "Would it be possible to let me stay? I would like to see Trantor." The officer smiled and Gal flushed a bit. It occurred to him that he spoke with a provincial accent. The officer said, "We'll be landing on Trantor by morning." "I mean, I want to see it from space." "Oh, sorry, my boy. If this were a space yacht, we might manage it. But we're spinning down, sunside. You wouldn't want to be blinded, burnt, and radiation-scarred all at the same time, would you?" Gal started to walk away. The officer called after him. "Trantor would only be a gray blur anyway, kid. Why don't you take a space tour once you hit Trantor? They're cheap." Gal looked back. "Thank you very much." It was childish to feel disappointed, but childishness comes almost as naturally to a man as to a child, and there was a lump in Gal's throat. He had never seen Trantor spread out in all its incredibility, as large as life, and he hadn't expected to have to wait longer.